Refugee advocates say they're becoming increasingly concerned about the fate of 153 Tamil asylum seekers who were headed for Australia by boat. The federal government is refusing to provide any details about the boat's location or whether Australian border protection officers have intercepted the vessel. Members of the Tamil community here in Australia say they're worried that the asylum seekers, who included women and children, have been handed over to the Sri Lankan Navy. Lindy Kerin has our report.
Bala Vignaswaran from the Australian Tamil Congress says there was regular contact with the boat between Thursday night and Saturday morning. He says the passengers were Tamil asylum seekers who had left from India and were on their way to Australia. On Thursday night, they said the boat had started leaking oil.
But on Friday, they found some additional problems and they said they were almost running out of water and some of the younger people were not well. And probably one adult also was facing some physical conditions.
And have you had contact with the boat since then?
The last contact was Saturday morning, and the refugee advocates continued to contact the boat when they found that nobody was speaking, and particularly when the government suggested that there was no boat and there's no significant event that's happening.
The federal government isn't providing any details on what's happened to the boat that was about 250 kilometres off Christmas Island over the weekend. In a statement, the minister has again said the government does not comment on speculation or reporting regarding on-water operations. Bala Vignaswaran says he's worried the asylum seekers have been handed over to the Sri Lankan Navy.
Let's really hope and believe that that was not the case. Australia is one of the early countries that supported this UN convention, and returning people to refoulement is a no-no. That is one of the basic elements of the refugee convention. So let's hope that Australia didn't violate that particular international law and refugee law.
And based on the information that people on the boat gave you over the weekend and on Thursday and Friday, what would it mean to them to be handed over to the Sri Lankan Navy and possibly return to Sri Lanka?
Let's not speculate. Let's hope that is not the case. But if they are returned to Sri Lanka, particularly handed over to Navy, it would be very unfortunate. There are lots of reports in public domain suggesting that Sri Lanka is not a country for a safe return. The locals themselves are facing a lot of problems. Recently, the judicial processes, the international agencies, eminent people, all of them kind of concluded that Sri Lanka is not a good place for refugees or asylum seekers to be returned. They are facing a lot of issues with respect to sexual violence, rape, torture, extortion, and long-term detention. If that's going to happen to these people, then fortunately, the Australia is going to be responsible for doing something against the UN Convention.
The Greens leader Christine Milne says the community has a right to know what's happened to the asylum seekers, and she's calling on the government to provide answers.
You know, you can't have a big triumphal press conference talking about stopping the boats and then the very next week refuse to confirm, A, that there have been 153 people seeking asylum from Sri Lanka, having left in a boat from India, I think on the 13th of June or thereabouts, and then refuse to say what you're doing about it.
Christine Milne has also called on the Prime Minister to provide details about whether Australia has been in talks with Sri Lanka to negotiate the return of asylum seekers.
What is most awful about this is it involves the lives of 153 people, 37 of whom are children. Australians want to know what is happening to these people, and we want to know just how complicit our government has been with the Rajapaksa regime in stitching up this arrangement. If it's true that they're being transferred in the middle of the ocean in the midst of monsoon weather, we need to know that they're prepared to do that to people.
That's Greens leader Christine Milne ending Lindy Kerin's report.